Hey, you guys, welcome to Regardless. I am so excited to have you here. Regardless is the go-to hub for tips and tools to keep you going, babe, reminding you that you've got this. So, crazy story. I'm having a moment right now with my younger self. She's 22 years old in her apartment in Santa Barbara in Goleta. And she's having this aha moment. And she's at a moment where she's scared of the future, scared of the unknown, not exactly sure what she learned in college. She had a great education. She went to UC Santa Barbara and she studied business, comm, minored in clinical psychology, went to the King's College of London for business. And yet she's still a little lost on what her career path looks like. She just broke up with her boyfriend and she's heartbroken. And she's questioning herself on whether or not she made the right decision to break up with him. She just had a massive falling out with her roommate. And she's needing someone to talk to. She's needing a place to go. She's needing support. She's needing a community of other women to be like, babe, I'm in it with you. And she's really privileged because she has a mom who's a marriage and family therapist, who's literally her emotional SWAT team that she knows she has on speed dial to call at any time of the day, and her mom will drop anything and everything to be there for her. She has a dad who's an executive team coach, who's also a best friend and a confidant to her. And she has awesome mentors in her back pocket to call. And so that's exactly what she does. She starts to schedule 2 to 3 phone calls per week with mentors in her network to start to ask questions around, hey, what would make sense knowing my background, knowing what I've learned and what I've majored in and what my talents are? What would make sense for a career path? Do you like the career that you're in? How has a trajectory looked like for you? What do you see for me? What advice do you have for me? What options do I have? How can I start learning what would make sense in terms of the next best step? So I started booking these informational interviews my senior year of college with people in my network and my mentors to figure out what career path would make sense for me. And these 2 phone calls a week, you know, in the middle and in between my lectures, started to turn into like 7 informational interviews a week with my mentors, which led to conversations with my mentors' mentors. And through these conversations, I was learning so much about what a career would look like past college, what would make sense for me. And we almost started talking about not only career, but also how to have a difficult conversation with a friend, how to set boundaries, maybe how to heal a heartbreak from a breakup. And so through these in real time conversations with my mentors' mentors, my mom, my dad, what became to be my emotional SWAT team during senior year, started to accelerate my growth in ways that I cannot explain. And I started to realize in that moment, whoa, if I was able to record these conversations that I was having on the phone with my mentors and share them with my friends, with my peers in lecture, even with my girlfriends who weren't at UC Santa Barbara with me, we would all be growing at such an accelerated rate. And I always knew growing up that I had a voice. I mean, I grew up dancing. My first 2 years of college, I was a dance major. And so performing, having a voice, I was an MC for the American Girl Fashion Show at age 11. So performing and being on camera was something I was always so passionate about. But once I started to have these conversations that, first of all, struck a chord in me that if I could have these conversations and share them with my friends and my followers, that I would actually be creating value and impact. That was like, whoa, not only am I doing something that I'm passionate about, but knowing that one of my main values in life is self-growth, is impact, is authenticity. How freaking amazing is that? This is my calling. And I really had this idea of wanting to create this access for my friends, because this is when podcasting was just at the beginning stages. And so it was like, oh my God, Skylar, you need to start a podcast. So a year after college, I start my first job out of college, which was selling for a small influencer marketing boutique agency called The Social Standard. And literally here, I was 22 years old, having to pitch Fortune 100 clients, some startups as well. But of course, in these moments, I was like, who even said I was verified or allowed to be pitching these people when I'm only 22 years old? I knew that I had the talent. I knew that I was capable. But at the same time, it was very scary for me being 22 years old, having to leave college and embrace the adult world without really having any experience. And, you know, traditional education does not teach us 20-somethings on how to navigate the real world. College does not give us these life skills to go in the real world and know how to do it, or have that emotional SWAT team, or have those resources, or have that one place to go to get that support, to be like, babe, you've got this. And so I knew that, but I also had my emotional SWAT team. I had my mom, I had my dad, I had my mentors, and I knew that going onto these pitches, I was capable regardless of the fear that was showing up. So I remember my first pitch at my first job out of college. I was pitching a C-suite executive who was, you know, one of the top marketing execs for a very large company. And I remember getting on the Zoom call. This was like post-COVID. And I was like, holy crap, what am I doing? I've never done this before. I'm about to pitch a man who was like 30 years older than me. Who said I could do this? And I remember in that moment, I was like, Skylar, regardless of the result of this pitch, regardless of the result of this phone call, you are so much more than this call. You are so much more than the result of this pitch. Your worth is not determined by your career or by how this phone call goes. And that's when the word regardless was birthed. That's when I was like, holy crap, this is the podcast. And that's when I realized that regardless is so much more than a word. Regardless is a mindset. Regardless is a way of life. Regardless is a manifestation, an affirmation, and a pivot. Regardless is self-growth in real time. And regardless is a way that I live my life. And so what I found after that pitch is that because I was able to get out of my own way, because I was able to realize that it doesn't matter how this phone call goes, as long as I'm being myself, that's all I need in order to be successful. And really, regardless is a pivot. And regardless was a way for me to get out of this fixed mindset and into growth. And a way for me to realize that we all have a choice in the face of a challenge. We all have a choice in the face of adversity. We can decide to stay sitting in the face of adversity, or we can decide that, you know what, this is hard shit. And in life, things are going to be hard. It's going to hurt. It's going to be confusing. It's going to be scary. It's going to get messy. It's going to feel real. All of these feelings are inevitable, and we have a choice in the matter of that fact. And for me in that moment, I decided to embrace my fear. I decided to get up and walk forward regardless and show up and crush the pitch. And that's exactly what I did. And in that moment, that experience, that pivot has followed me throughout my life from age 23 to age 27. Regardless is the way that I show up. Regardless is the way that I lead. And regardless is the way that I face adversity in my life. And that is what I'm here to do. And that is the spirit of this podcast. That is the spirit of this platform. That regardless of what shows up, whether it's a scary pitch, whether it's facing the unknown, losing what was, or having to have a difficult conversation, how are you going to show up? That's up to us, because we can't control anything that's happening around us externally. What we can control is this. What we can control is what's happening inside, regardless. And so it's been super cool to see the evolution of this podcast. Because after that pitch, I was like, this is what I'm doing. And that was the beginning of the podcast. And so from there, I started to have on not only C-suite executives, but influencers, therapists to come onto the show and to share their own regardless pivots, to share their own regardless stories. Because I want 20-something women to know that you are not alone, babe. Regardless of the challenge that you're facing right now, you don't have to go through it alone. That you do have me, who is 27 years old, who is in the trenches with you, that can be a voice of empathy, of understanding how hard our 20s are. This is the defining decade. This is one of the most challenging decades we will experience, because there is so much unknown, because there is so much noise. And I'm here to be a voice, to be like, babe, we've got this regardless. And I want to bring you into my world. If you don't have a mentor, if you don't have a friend, if you don't have a mom who's close to you, or a mom who is a marriage and family therapist, or a dad, or an older sister, you have me. You have my platform. You have my podcast, regardless. And it's been really interesting to see the evolution of what I've created, because it did start as a podcast where I was just interviewing C-suite executives, therapists, influencers, policymakers to get their regardless stories. And now I'm really stepping into my own and realizing, whoa, I have a voice. I have a story. I'm in the trenches with you guys. I get it. And even looking at these past couple of months, oh my goodness, regardless has taken a whole new meaning for me. It's a word and a mindset that is with me nonstop because of the adversity and the challenges and the setbacks that I've faced back to back throughout the past couple of months. And alongside building this podcast for 3.5 years, starting in my bedroom and building it day after day, pouring my mind, body, soul, sweat, tears, money into this baby, I'm now here in a professional studio working with people who believe in me, who believe in my vision. I have a team of 3 interns, a couple of girlfriends who are head of awesome talent agencies who are like, Sky, we believe in you. Let us help. I'm signed with the Los Angeles Podcast Tribune Network alongside names like Jim Quick with 2.4 million followers. Personal development, self-growth. People are like, Sky, you are the next Oprah Winfrey of Gen Z women. You are the next voice of our generation. We need you. And the only reason why I'm getting that feedback is because I never gave up on myself, regardless of what setback came in front of me that tried to freaking knock me down. No, regardless of that, how can I rise? How can I choose me? How can I instead sit down and wallow in my sorrows and feel bad for myself? How can, regardless of that, can I find the gift, find the lesson, and move through this and be real, be so honest about the adversities that I'm going through, what I'm learning in real time with my peers, my listeners, and move through it with you guys? And looking at the past couple of months, I mean, alongside building regardless, I have been in corporate for the past 4 years selling for the top leading influencer marketing company globally, Influential, where I was selling to Fortune 500, 1,000 clients, including, you know, HBO Max, to Epidemic Sound, to Daiso, to Netflix, to Mary Kay, to RV Share, to going on stages like South by Southwest for International Women's Day, to speaking on panels for C-suite executives at Johnson & Johnson, Epidemic Sound, leading panels for brand innovators, El Pollo Loco, HBO. I've been forging these marketing campaigns. I've been leading these campaigns, selling to these incredible brands, and understanding the ins and outs of influencer marketing, brand marketing, all of it, going on stages, speaking. And I know that all of that work to understand what it takes to build a brand, what it takes to market, what it takes to advertise, what it takes to sell, all of those experiences that I've gotten the past 5 years after college have led me to where I am now, have led me to building this baby, have led me to being the entrepreneur and the founder that I am now. And in October, I was laid off from that. And I always knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, which I have been for the past 5 years, but I always knew that I wanted to be doing regardless full time. I just didn't know that the universe source would be like, Sky, we're taking this away from you. Sink or swim. And in that moment, it was heartbreaking. I obviously lost a part of my identity, which was being a corporate girly, which was being a seller, which was working for one of the largest leading influencer marketing agencies globally, leaving an acquisition by Publicis. That was really hard. Really hard. Really scary, because my financial stability was completely ripped from me. And 3 weeks after that, my boyfriend of 2.5 years broke up with me, absolutely blindsided. Two adversities, two massive major pillars in my life taken away from me while having to continue to build regardless, be on camera. Heartbreaking, heart-shattering, and regardless of those two things, I decided to show up. I decided to get my butt in this chair and to be so honest about the heartbreak, about losing something, about grieving a death of a career, grieving the death of a relationship, grieving parts of myself, and being so scared about what's in front of me, the unknown. But that is the essence of regardless, is me sharing my POV with my audience of, this is what I'm going through. It's not freaking easy. I don't know what's ahead of me. I don't know what's tomorrow. I don't have what I used to have. And this is our 20s. We're constantly growing and evolving, and there's so much unknown. And I think that's what I'm here to do, is to be this voice, to be in the trenches with Gen Z. I see you. You're not alone. I'm here to share my lessons, my growth with you in real time, my failures with you, to share the resources that I'm also learning from my mentors, from my inner future self, inner younger self with you. And here I am now. I'm okay. Regardless, I decide to choose myself every single day. And another aspect of the podcast is my mom. She is my best friend. She's literally the ringleader of my emotional SWAT team. And she is a guest host on Regardless. And she's a part of this leadership team. She's a marriage and family therapist. And she's everything and more to me. My momager, my therapist, my best friend, content creator, all of it. And she comes onto the podcast to really open the curtains back into who is Skylar, what is Regardless really, and why Regardless is not only about me and what I'm going through and what 20-somethings are going through in real time, but also the power in tapping into your future self, the power of tapping into your younger self, the power of tapping into multi-generational wisdom, storytelling, conversation. And so I bring my mother in not only as this she said, but multi-generational perspective, not only her expertise as being a marriage and family therapist and working directly with 20-somethings every single day professionally and also having two 20-somethings as children, but to really showcase the power of multi-generational wisdom, storytelling, connection, conversation, that us as 20-somethings, we don't have to have all the answers. We are supposed to, allowed to, and should lean onto older and wiser women who have already lived and walked in our shoes. That my mom is here for us to share her expertise, to bring in her psychological experience and wisdom on the issues that we're facing in real time as 20-somethings. And also the fact that she, by sitting in this chair, can heal. She can learn from us as 20-somethings. And so really, I see this aspect of bringing my mom into the podcast as healing, sharing, healing, and empowering not only us as 20-somethings, but also the older generations. That they can learn from us, we can learn from them, and in that, we can heal and learn from each other regardless of what shows up. So we have the point of view of myself being in the trenches with my 20-somethings. We have the point of view of my mom being my best friend, my mother, multi-generational, she said perspective, but also that clinical psychologist expertise, the multi-generational expertise. And of course, we have the third POV to regardless, and that is the most relevant and verified voices, and these are our mentors. These are the C-suite executives of the world. These are the thought leaders of the world. These are the therapists, the influencers that we feel are the most verified, brand safe, inspirational, and empowering women and men that we want and need to hear from. And now we're living in the world where anyone can have a mic. And regardless, we verify all of that for you. We make sure that we are bringing the most verified people to sit in this chair with us, to answer our most burning questions that we have in our 20s around the chaos of us navigating our career, our relationships with ourselves and others, and our well-being, which ultimately will allow us to tap into self-discovery and what that means for us. So as you can tell, this is not just a podcast. This is a platform. This is the go-to hub for 20-something women who are navigating the chaos of her relationships with herself, with others, romantically, with her career, and with her well-being. And the fact that you don't have to do this alone. You've got me, you've got my mom, and you've got the most relevant and verified voices in the world. Regardless, babe, we've got this. I see you, and you don't have to do this alone. This is just the beginning, and I am so excited about the future of what I'm building. It's a platform, it's a hub filled with educational content, learning programs that are created from my mom and I. We have monthly webinars that are led by my mother and I. We also have discounts on live events, and we also have an experiential arm, because if I've learned anything through adversity, through challenges, it's been community. And so Regardless & Co. is our experiential arm of the platform. And that's all about community, conversations, and connection. And starting in March, I'm partnering with Neuhaus for our monthly event, which is called Support Soirees, which is LA's safest space to be you regardless. Nothing is off limits. Any topic is welcomed. Because at the end of the day, my mission is to be there for 20-something women, for you guys to know that you have a place to be yourself regardless. You have a community. You can build those deeper connections. We can have those real conversations regardless of what shows up. Thank you for listening to my story. Thank you for being here with me, because I would not be where I am today without my listeners, without my women, without my mom. I love you guys. We've got this. New episodes drop every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.